The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio on the air and online.
As the election of a new governor draws closer in Virginia, the state Democratic Party wants to find out some things about Commonwealth voters. So they've gone straight to the source and filed Freedom of Information requests with local registrars, all 133 local registrars. What are they asking for? We put that question to David Poole with the Virginia Public Access Project.
You know, a list of all registered voters, a list of anyone seeking absentee ballots. A lot of this information isn't even available yet. A list of people who cast provisional ballots in the November 2013 election, which hasn't happened yet. Many local registrar's offices, particularly when you get out into rural areas, you're talking about one or two people, and their workload really picks up, as you can imagine, around the election. So this is adding to their workload. The story is interesting. It's a story that originated out of the Upper Shenandoah Valley, a little newspaper called the Northern Virginia Daily. Alex Bridges wrote about the county's response and how they're trying to figure out how they can comply with this Freedom of Information Act request.
And at that point, the state enters the picture.
The State Board of Elections is kind of interceding on behalf of all these localities and trying to kind of narrow and clarify the focus of the request. But the Democratic Party, I'm sure they want information, but it also appears like they're trying to make a political point. Brian Coy of the Democratic Party of Virginia was quoted as saying, since the Attorney General is both a candidate and an official whose job it is to provide legal advice to the State Board of Elections, they want to be extra careful.
Well, a subtle reminder, or maybe not such a subtle reminder, that some folks believe Attorney General Cuccinelli should resign his office while running for governor. Next, David, a Tesla story. It's not about the physicist or the band, it's the car.
Julian Walker, the political writer for the Virginian Pilot, went out and watched Teslas running around the Richmond International Raceway. And when you think of cars going around a NASCAR track, you think of them roaring around. But in this case, they hardly made a sound. They're, of course, electric.
Tesla wants to set up its own dealerships in Virginia, but state law says car makers can't do that. They have to grant franchises for in-person sales. But Tesla founder Elon Musk told Reuters Television the franchise model won't work for his company.
It's harder to sell, and then they make less money on service. So for sure, we would be the last thing that they would sell.
David, so far, Tesla has not been able to find a way around this law, although some others in the past have.
They tried to apply to the Department of Motor Vehicle for an exemption, which has granted some exemptions for in cases of specialty motorcycles or trailers or trucks that would not normally have a dealership.
Well, Tesla has gone to court to challenge the decision not to grant them an exemption. But now, David, it seems some kind of deal could be in the works.
Discussions now, apparently, between the state DMV and Tesla and the Auto Dealers Association to try to come up with a compromise here.
Meanwhile, the only way to buy a Tesla in Virginia, and also in some other states, like North Carolina, for example, is on the Internet. David Poole is with the Virginia Public Access Project. You can find their daily compilation of newspaper reporting from around the Commonwealth at vpap.org. Click on the VA News link. I'm Fred Eccles.